From the Fox Sports 1390 Sports Desk, Tom King on WSAU.
The Packers beat the Lions 22-9 at Lambeau yesterday. Mason Crosby with a career-high 5 field goals. He's 9-for-9 so far this season. Packer rookie running back Eddie Lacy fell a yard short of the 100-yard mark in his first game coming back from a concussion. And Mike McCarthy said they were able to open up the game with the running attack.
Our ability to run the football, the focus from their defense and three-shell defenses against us, the opportunities outside versus started with the late safety rolling down into the box and, you know, them playing soft on the outside. And as the coverages, you know, got tighter, we were able to attack deeper.
Aaron Rodgers completed 20 of 30 passes for 274 yards. A long touchdown to James Jones was a highlight. But the Packers lost linebacker Clay Matthews to a broken thumb in the game. His status is questionable. They also lost inside linebacker Brad Jones to a hamstring injury, and his replacement Robert Francois tore his right Achilles tendon. He's expected to be out for the season. The Broncos and Cowboys played an old-fashioned shootout in Texas yesterday, putting up a combined 99 points. Denver's Matt Prater kicked a game-winning field goal as time expired in the fourth highest-scoring game in NFL history. Tony Romo threw for over 500 yards in the game. The Minnesota Vikings have signed former Buccaneers quarterback Josh Freeman to a deal. It's reportedly to be $3 million for 1 year. Baseball playoffs, the Pirates and Dodgers are a step closer to advancing. Each won Game 3 of their respective LDS series on Sunday. Pittsburgh can close it out today against the Cardinals. Los Angeles can eliminate the Braves. And the U.S. is celebrating a fifth straight win at the President's Cup. Tiger Woods earning a one-up victory. Americans. That's sports. I'm Tom King.